Thank the Lord this morning for His love and His blessings to each one of us. Again, we're thankful for each one that has come out to serve us today. And today is a national holiday. As you all well know, it's Mother's Day. And I'm glad that we have holidays like this, because I know some of our holidays, their backgrounds and the traditions of them maybe really aren't the most spiritual in nature. But you know, Mother's Day is actually a very godly day. And it's not just today, but every day, as those of you that are mothers know, every day is truly Mother's Day. And I was thinking this week, as I considered Mother's Day and the sacrifice and the love that mothers have for their children, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. I know there's just a few of us brethren here this morning. But have you ever, when your wife was gone, gone into the kitchen, cleaned it up? I mean, this is kind of an abnormal thing maybe, or maybe you even made the bed one morning. You did something you don't normally do, and you're so proud of yourself, and you're just waiting for your wife to come in and notice. What a big accomplishment, how much you've done. I made the bed. That was... I don't know if I should ask for some agreement here or not. But do you know that things like that... Because I'll have to confess I've done those things. So I'll admit that this morning. But do you know those are things that my wife does every day? And I've written on the board, thank you, mother. Thank you, wife. Thank you, mom. Our wives and our mothers are of inestimable worth this morning. And too many times there are duties and things that they do that we tend to take for granted. It's just a fact. We tend sometimes to take some things for granted. And I just want to say personally, and I think that probably the other brothers and children I trust will join me this morning in just saying thank you, Mom. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your love. And I know there is a temptation sometimes for you sisters to feel like I'm not super mom because I don't have everything together all the time like I wish it was. Do you know there are no real super moms? They're all super moms. All of you are super moms. And that doesn't mean that there aren't things sometimes that slide by, and it doesn't mean that everything's just perfect every moment of the day. But you do so much for us. You do so much. And I just want to say thank you today. And if you think this is an unspiritual message, you just go read the Word a little bit. The Scripture says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, and all of you children, I trust, could quote it for us, it says, honor. Honor who? Honor thy father and thy mother. And so I want to give special honor to the mothers today. Honor, by definition, means to prize. It means to fix a valuation upon. And I would say our mothers today and our wives are truly to be prized. And I believe that godly mothers are of the greatest worth, of more valuable. They're so much more valuable than everything else this world has to offer. And so we honor you today. We prize you. We value you. And I just want to say thank you. And for those of you that have raised your children, God bless you. Mention downstairs, I know your job is not over. Sister May, your job's not over, is it? There's a lot of... No matter how big they get, when they become mothers and fathers themselves, you're still playing mom and dad, aren't you? And there's a lot of sacrifice that goes into that. There's a lot of tears shed for children. And I want to tell the mothers, thank you for your tears today. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you, if you have wayward children this morning, thank you for the burden that you continue to carry for them. To those that are living godly examples, thank you for your holy, godly example. And I say that not just as I owe a great thank you to my mother, personally, and I owe a great thank you to my wife. I've got two of the greatest women in the world in my life. But I'm going to go a step further and say to holy women, it is a blessing to be around safe women. You understand what I'm saying? Thank you. Thank you for setting an example to this world that's so ungodly. I was at a function this week and I couldn't help but notice. It took me a while because I wasn't looking for it. But I started to notice just the way everybody was dressed or not dressed. And I thought, you know what? It's just not right. I thought it's just not right. People, and I feel badly for our children that are growing up in this kind of generation. That everywhere they go, they're seeing and being exposed to these things. And I want to say to you sisters this morning, thank you. Thank you for listening to God. It's more than just what my church teaches. It comes from a personal walk with God. Thank you for letting them lead you. There was a teenage girl that was very embarrassed to being seen in public with her mother. And her mother's arms were very badly disfigured. And the girl was kind of ashamed of that. And one day they went shopping together and her mother reached out to pay the clerk and the clerk kind of recoiled because of the disfigurement of this girl's mother's arms. And the girl was very, very disturbed and embarrassed and she started to cry. And they went home and later on, mother had to wait a little bit too because she was pretty hurt herself. And you know what? Mothers get hurt too. You know, sometimes people look at mothers and they're supposed to be children. Young people, listen. You can hurt your mom. You have the power because she has feelings. And part of honoring and part of thanking her is to recognize mom's human. You know, I can hurt her feelings too. And this mother's feelings were hurt, and rightly so. And so she went to her daughter and she said, I want to tell you something. She said, when you were a little baby, she said, I woke up and she said, the house was on fire. And she said, your room was on fire. And she said, I knew that I did not want to live life without you. And so she said, I went into the fire and I took you in my arms and I wrapped you up to protect you. And I was on fire and I got out of the house. And she said, I was hurting so bad and I looked down at my arms. And I was hurt in so much pain, but then she said, I looked down at you, and it was worth it. And I was so glad. And that teenage girl just broke down, and she saw her mother through different eyes. She recognized that what looked a little disfigured, what was marred, had actually been her salvation. I know all the mothers this morning may not have physical disfigurement. But you know, I believe there are a lot of mothers that have a lot of emotional, some pain that they've gone through because of the love for their children. Our mothers sacrifice so much for us, and they do so much for us. And again, I just want to say, and if you will allow me to say it from the Lord this morning, I want to say thank you for what you've done. Thank you for the tears. Thank you for the sacrifices. That sometimes you could look on that woman's arms and it's like, ew, what happened to her? And kind of want a little distance there because you don't understand it. But when you begin to recognize and see the sacrifices that our wives and mothers have made for our well-being, it ought to change the way we see them. And do you know moms kind of have rough days sometimes too? Mothers, am I right here? Mothers have, grandmas too. Grandmas have rough days sometimes too. I'm not there yet as a grandpa, but do you recognize that when our moms or wives may be having a rough day, we owe them so much appreciation and honor because they do so much. I'm going to share a little instance, if I can tell a little personal story of, I feel like I'm uniquely qualified this year to share a little bit of this. Renee has been down, as I mentioned, she's been down for 4 weeks. And I can probably count on both hands the time she's gotten her own drink of water because she hasn't been up. So I've been trying to play mom, but you know what? I'm not mom. I've been trying to keep up with the house and trying to get things done. And you know what, brethren? It's a full-time job. Especially when you have children in the home. The other night, and I'm telling on myself here, the other night I went in to cook dinner for the children and Renee, and I was very tired. I'd, I was having some problems myself, some physical problems that at night and in the mornings I'm waking up and my body's almost like a fish out of water, literally. And I was not feeling well, and I came into the kitchen. I looked at the time, and it was getting a little bit later than what I'd wanted to start dinner. I'm thinking about the mothers. Fathers, listen up. It was a little bit later than what I wanted. I wanted to be in the kitchen a little bit earlier, and I wasn't feeling well, so I pulled out some food and tried to start getting it together. And the children came in to try to help me, and I got a little bit impatient with one of the children. I spoke a little bit impatiently, and I immediately apologized. I'm sorry, I spoke too impatiently to you. And the family probably heard me say ow about 3 to 5 times in trying to cook that meal because I kept burning myself. And then one of the children spilled something on the freshly mopped floor. And thankfully I had the patience for that. And then I was cooking I had a tortilla in the skillet, in the iron skillet, then I reached down there, pick it up, and it burned me, and it went slithering across the kitchen floor. And that was my evening. That was my dinner preparation. But I share that because that's life of mom. Lord, help us to appreciate. Mothers, thank you. Thank you. Pray for my wife, too. But thank you. Do you understand that this is life? And I know that as time goes on and there are things that it's part of life and duties and responsibilities, but Lord, help us not to take it for granted. There's a lot of sacrifice and to honor. There's the world gives medals for people that deserve honor. You know, I think about in the military, if you do certain things, you get medals and you receive ribbons and accolades and things. But there's a song, and I wanted to sing it this morning, and I'm not even going to attempt it. But there's a song that says something about medals for mothers. And it said, if there's medals for mothers for all of the deeds they have done, if there's medals for mothers, mama, you'll win every one. And if anybody is worthy of honor, it's you mothers this morning. And if in your mind this morning you're thinking, oh, I don't deserve it, do you know, you do deserve medals. You've done a lot for your family. And I know there are areas probably that every mother wishes they would have done something different. But do you know what? We are human. And we're going to make mistakes. And all of us are going to get to places in life that we look back and say, if I would have known, I would have done that differently. If I would have known, if I would have had some better understanding, or maybe just I look at results and say, what could have I done to change the outcomes? But do you know we do as good as we can, we have to leave the rest in God's hands. So you all deserve some medals. You mothers and you wives, you deserve medals this morning. And I will say again, I owe a great debt of gratitude to the godly women in my life. I owe a great debt of gratitude. And I will say as a child and also as a husband, but all of us as children, when we get to a certain age, we have to make a decision if we're going to serve the Lord or not. But you know, if I were unsaved today, if I were not saved and I was following after the things of the world, I will tell you all it would not be my mother's fault. But do you know moms take upon themselves, and fathers do too, take upon themselves that responsibility with their grown children sometimes. It's too great of a burden to bear. Because God provided everything for Adam and Eve. He provided everything that He could for the children of Israel, and still they turned their back on God. So I want the mothers and also the fathers to know this morning that when your children begin to make decisions that you wish they wouldn't, they have accountability to God. But your responsibility, keep praying. Keep living a godly life before them and know that there are some responsibilities that we cannot take because they have taken the responsibility of their own soul. There is a scripture over in Titus, and it's a familiar passage. I do want to read a couple verses at least. Titus chapter 2, beginning with verse 3. It says the aged women likewise that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Titus chapter 2, verses 3 to 5. Their behavior becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. I want to say thank you for following this scripture. Thank you for your love, for taking the time to take care of your children. The scripture, I think about motherhood, and it's one of the greatest God-given roles in life, is that of being a mother. And being a mother is not just a job. It's not just a duty. I believe it is a calling. And there are times that you will not feel like doing your duty. Now, sisters, answer me this. Does that make you a bad mother if you don't feel like doing something? It doesn't, does it? Sister Sharon, thank you. It doesn't. Brethren, do you feel like going to work every day? Children, do you feel like going to school all the time? No. But we still do it because it's what we're supposed to be doing. It's the right thing for us to do. And it doesn't make you a bad mother or a bad grandmother if you don't always feel like doing it. Because, yes, there is duty in being a mother, but you have a call from God. You have been entrusted with something that's precious, and you have a great responsibility. And I believe that when the sisters follow these scriptures, that God will give you grace for when you don't feel like it. And He'll give you grace to grow in your motherhood. I believe that, because I believe it as a father. I have experienced it, that the Lord, even as a father, the Lord has taught me. And He is teaching me, and He's helping me to see more, and that's growth. He does that for all of us, does He not? So we don't need, when we start feeling insufficient and seeing our lacks, I want you all to remember that you are worthy of honor. Thank you. It is respectable to be a keeper at home. I want you young ladies to listen now, okay? It is respectable to be a keeper at home. It is, the scripture speaks here about being a keeper at home. And we acknowledge and understand that there are some mothers that are not able to do that because they're having to care for their children, go out and earn a living. And I respect and honor that in those situations where that has to be done. But we live in a society that is geared to both mom and dad going out working. That's what our society is geared to. But I want to say our children are of more value. Our children are of more value, and if at all possible. And for those of you that are able to stay and be a keeper at home, you see, being a keeper at home is not sitting on the couch doing nothing. Keeping takes time. Keeping takes sacrifice. Keeping takes energy. I mentioned downstairs this morning when the boys woke up, I'd been doing laundry yesterday evening and through the night. So they woke up in the morning, and guess what greeted them? The couch, the place you're supposed to sit. The couch was full of laundry, number of loads. And you know what? They all pitched in and we were done within just a few minutes. Boys, let's get in here and get it done. And it was done. Actually, one of my children was in their folder when they first woke up half asleep. I appreciate it without being asked. Children, you know your moms need you to do things without being asked. Just get in there when there's jobs to do. There's a lot of other things she could be doing. And it's helpful without having to stay on you saying, you need to do this, you need to do this. Children, you honor your mother. It's a way of saying thank you, not just on Mother's Day. Well, I'll give Mom a break today. She needs some help through the week every day. Fold some laundry, mop the floor, sweep the floor, and definitely make your bed. You know, the things that you messed up. The mess that you make when you get done with your plate. I didn't know I was going to get on this, y'all. Say amen now. When you're done eating, take your plate and go rinse it off and clean it up. You see, that's a big help to your mom. That's a big help without being asked. But do you recognize this morning, these are things and responsibilities that a keeper at home is taking care of. And it gets tiring sometimes. And it gets wearing sometimes. And I'm going a step further to you, brethren. As you come home sometimes from work and you're tired and you just need a little bit of a break, sometimes your wife does too. Now I know we all can't afford to be going out to eat every day. We shouldn't be. But you know, from time to time, it's good to say, honey, let's take a break. Let me bring dinner into you or we'll go get it. Give her a break. Give her a time to catch her breath and not have to clean up dirty dishes. That's a way of saying thank you. That's important. And I'm going to, Lord help us, we'll just stay on it, brethren. If you don't remember the last time you got your wife's flowers, it's been too long. Is that all right? If you don't remember the last time, it's been too long. So that's not meant to be condemnation now on anybody. It's meant to encourage you. All right. Takes a heap of living. You've heard that phrase, it takes a heap of living to make a house a home. Moms, thank you for making your houses a home. You know, because when mom's down, mom's been down in our house a month, it's just not the same. There's a place that she fills that nobody else can fill. So thank you, sisters, for making your house a home. Thank you for your love. And I think about, heard a little story, a boy got a job. He was just 15 years old, I believe, and he got a job. Someone's asking about it because he was pretty proud that he was making so much money. He got his job and he was boasting about the amount of work he did. And he said, I get up at 5:00 in the morning and have breakfast and get ready for work. And someone asked him and said, well, does anybody else get up in the morning too then? He said, yes, my mom gets up and she fixes breakfast for me and then she fixes it for dad and stuff. And they said, well, what about your dinner? And he said, oh yeah, mom fixes dinner too. Mom fixes that. And they said, well, does your mom have the afternoon to herself then? And he said, no, mom's cleaning the house and she's looking after the other children and she's doing laundry and stuff like that. And he said, but when dad and I come home from work, you know, we need some relaxation time and go sit in the living room and, you know, you prop your feet up and have a little quiet time. And they said, well, does your mom come in and have that quiet time too? He said, well, no, because normally she's, you know, cleaning up the kitchen and getting clothes ready for the next day and maybe spend an hour or so doing some ironing and things. And the person asked this boy, they said, well, do you get paid? He said, oh, yes, of course, Dad and I get paid. And they said, well, what about your mother? Does she get paid too? And he said, oh, moms, no, mother doesn't get paid. She doesn't work. Now, have you heard that before? You hear that mentality before? Thank you, mother. Thank you, mother. She cooked the breakfast, first of all, washed the cups and plates, dressed the children and made sure stockings all were mates. She combed their hair and made their beds and sent them out to play, gathered up their motley toys and put some books away. She dusted chairs and mopped the stairs and ironed an hour or two. She baked a jar of cookies and a pie. And then made a pot of stew. The telephone rang constantly and the doorbell did the same and the youngster fell and stubbed his toe and then the laundry came. She picked up blocks and she mended socks. Then she polished up the stove and when her husband came at 6, he said, oh, I envy you. It must be nice to sit at home without a thing to do. Not so. Thank you, Mother. Thank you. Husbands and brethren, when you go out and work and your wife has been keeping your home, when you bring that paycheck home and it has, whose name is on that paycheck? Your name is on it, isn't it? Literally, but figuratively. Whose names should be on that paycheck? Ours. That's exactly right. I want to tell you, I will just Don't get me in trouble. I know there are some rare occasions that this is not true. It doesn't hold if there's a problem, a gambling problem, if there's situations like that. But more often than not, when you find a marriage that this is my money and this is her money, you're going to find marriage problems. Because if I go out and work and I bring home a paycheck and my wife's been taking care of my children and cooking food for me and being sure I had clothes to wear, she's working. So just because someone doesn't write a check to her name, we're together as a team working so that we get a paycheck and are able to make that house a home and be able to put food on the table. It's a joint effort. Thank you, Mom. I'm not going to read it. Tessa read it this morning. Proverbs 31. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and read a couple of few verses again. But the question was asked over in Proverbs 31, the 10th verse. It said, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is above rubies. See, honor is prizing, putting valuation upon. She looks well to the ways of her household. She looks well to him. She's not lazy, sitting on the couch, reading a book, eating bonbons. And understand something. There's nothing wrong with sitting down and taking a break. You understand what I'm saying here. Nothing's wrong with reading a book and nothing's wrong with chocolate. We got some chocolates for my wife today. So I hope she's down. She better be down. And she's welcome to have some chocolates with it. But understand what I'm saying. Looking well to the ways of our household takes a lot of energy. And brethren, if you don't understand, I've got a challenge for you. Switch places with your wife. You really want to do that? I don't. Trust me. Lord, raise her up. I don't. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort. And I'd rather be doing the things that God's called me to do. In the meantime, I believe I am doing what God's called me to do right now. I believe I am, and I believe when I get up, you come to my house, you know what we'll probably start talking about? You come to my house right now, we'll start talking about how best to clean your towels. And what kind of detergent to use. You put vinegar in them, help them keep clean. You come by finding the things I'm talking about. It starts like, wow, Brother Mike, we're talking about laundry detergent, putting vinegar in your, with your towels. Yes, I am, because guess what? That's what God has me doing right now. But it's not the same. Lord has another job for me in the future, I hope. I trust. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her children, her husband praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. You know, you sisters here this morning, you excel them all. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. He said, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. Remember those marred hands where we started? Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands. That almost sounds like a paycheck or a thank you or honor. Give her of the fruit of her hands. Where she has been laboring, pay it back. With honor, with respect. Brethren, treat your mother, young people, treat your mother like a lady. Treat her with respect. Husbands, honor her for what she is and the call that she's fulfilling for God. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Thank you for being praying mothers. I've shared before, I remember many a time as a little boy coming in and seeing my mom's forehead creased. She'd been praying. She'd had her head down and had been praying. I remember those times. I value that. Mothers, keep praying. You're doing a good job. I want to encourage you to know that you have a high calling this morning, and we love and appreciate you very much. There's no greater honor due than to a godly woman. I want to thank you all for your example, not just to my mother and to my wife, but I want to thank you, sisters, for your godly example And it is by your life, even more than your words, that you are sending a message to your children into this world. Thank you, Mother.